This is Lawyers Who Needs Them. Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we're taking questions from our loyal listeners, so let's take another question. Jeff from Juneau, Alaska. That's the first time we've ever gotten a question from Alaska. It's probably thawed out for a while, and the mail can get through. Dear Jim and Randall, under what authority can a citizen make an arrest?
Well, a citizen can make an arrest depending, I guess, on which jurisdiction that citizen happens to be. But you can make an arrest for any crime. If you're a citizen, ordinarily, if you make a citizen's arrest, you can do it for any reason, which is legitimate. Mm-hmm. You better not make a false arrest.
Right, though, right.
Because you can get in trouble in that. So if I see something happening.
Like robbing a bank?
Well, yeah, I can make an arrest, but I'm better off sensibly to call the police to make the arrest.
All right.
Because I don't want to get myself in trouble.
All right.
Or get myself shot.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. There you go. There you are, Jeff. Of course, in Alaska, sometimes you got to take, you know, the law into your own hands, as we say.
Why?
All right. Chuck from Houston, Texas, writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what is an injunction? We're getting a lot of what is questions today. What is an injunction,
an
Jim?
An injunction is it's what we call an equitable form of relief. A legal form of relief is damages for a wrong which has been done.
Okay.
An injunction is a method of preventing further action or to compel action. You enjoin someone, for instance, from continuing to flood my property, to stop them from doing something.
Or from seeing somebody.
You enjoin somebody from calling an illegal strike, if you will.
Oh,
you enjoin them from picketing in front of my where they don't have a right to. An injunction is preventative, and it stops, like I say, it's to compel action or to compel the refraining. Restraint from action.
Okay.
Refrain from action.
There you are, Chuck. The professor has spoken. Alfred from Lewiston, Maine. Man, they're coming from all over this week. Lewiston, Maine writes, Dear Jim and Randall, can you request a different judge if you believe he or she has a conflict?
Well, yes. What you do is you ask the judge to recuse himself.
Okay.
And in most cases, he will. He'll just do it because he figures, I'm not going to get involved in this.
Right.
You want me out of here? I'm out of here.
Okay.
But you can't do it frivolously. You shouldn't. But, yes, a judge will take himself out of the case if he feels the conflict is legitimate.
Okay. Can you give me an example of a legitimate conflict?
Well, the judge owns, for instance, a lot of stock in a corporation who is a party in the case.
Oh, okay. That's a very good example.
Right.
All
okay.
right. Okay. Very good. Diane from Fargo, North Dakota writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what types of cases are heard in village or town court?
Well, they're cases that are, you know, we used to call them justice of the peace courts here. Different states have different kinds of courts like that. They may have local district courts, but they're for traffic and for small claims, civil claims, for misdemeanors. You know, a town court or a village court is what we call a magistrate's level court.
Okay.
And they try misdemeanors and small civil things. They may in some jurisdictions have jurisdiction over tenancies, for instance, the right to evict.
Okay.
Issue warrants of eviction and so forth. It varies from place to place, but it's best to understand that they handle things lesser than major cases in either civil or criminal matters.
Now, what would be give me an example of a misdemeanor.
Well, a misdemeanor is, for instance, a crime where you have robbed less than a certain amount of money.
Okay.
It's a statutory thing. For instance, in New York, it might be $3,000. Below that's a misdemeanor. Over that's a felony. In Virginia, it might be entirely different. But it is defined in the statute. Misdemeanors are defined by statute in the various jurisdictions.
Okay. Now, in Giuliani's daughter's case, it was $100.
She took
over $100.
That's a misdemeanor. Right.
So, of makeup.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we should use a little makeup. What do you think?
I think we should.
Well, people have always told us we have faces made for radio.
You say that every week.
Every week?
Almost every week.
All right.
But I think it's a good idea we should have makeup just to please each other. Because looking at you all these years is really, I can't eat at night. It's murder when I go home for dinner.
You've been losing weight since you've been doing this show with me?
Not much.
Yeah.
I make it up with booze.
Okay. Well, we hope you're not having to take booze to listen to this program. But you know what? It doesn't hurt.
No.
We're going to take a short intermission and come right back with this week's Simon Hart Award. Don't go away. Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hart.
And you are just in time for this week's Simon Hart Award. This week's Simon Hart Award goes to John Williams, an attorney in a small southern town who called his first witness, an elderly grandmother, to the stand. He asked, "Mrs. Jones, do you know me?" She responded, "Why, yes, I do know you, Mr. Williams. I've known you since you were a young boy, and frankly, you've been a big disappointment to me. You lie, you cheat, you manipulate people and talk about them behind their backs. You think you're a big shot when you haven't the brains to realize you never will amount to anything more than a two-bit paper pusher." Well, of course, the lawyer was stunned. Not knowing what else to do, he pointed across the room and asked Mrs. Jones, "Do you know the defense attorney?" She again replied, "Why, yes, I do. I've known Mr. Bradley since he was a youngster. He's lazy, bigoted, and he has a drinking problem. He can't build a normal relationship with anyone, and his law practice is one of the worst in the state. Oh, yes, I know him."
Our information has it that the judge immediately asked both counselors to approach the bench and in a very quiet voice said, quote, "If either of you jerks ask her if she knows me, I'll throw you both in jail."
Well, at least the judge had common sense but no sense of humor. Well, let's introduce our crack crew.
Yes.
Of course, our orchestra leader, Professor Stanley Staccato.
Our meteorologist, Gail Force.
Our sports reporter, Crash Dugenhausen.
Our studio engineer, rollicking Randy Meyer.
Our producer, Chris Confounded-All Cartwright.
Our sound effects specialist, Horatio Heart Attack Wingate.
Our technology advisor, Miss Laverne Lazzarino.
Our legal historian, Sir Edward Faversham III.
Good fellow.
English, you know.
Really?
Yes, Oxford. Always wears the shoe.
Our hair and makeup specialist, Miss Georgia Peachbuzz.
Our medical advisor and professor of proctology, Dr. Seymour Guts.
And our director of impressionism, Mademoiselle Camille Au Contraire.
Our Italian limo driver, Mario Just in a Time.
Just in a Time.
Just in a Time.
Each week, ladies and gentlemen, he gets us to the studio.
Just in a time.
Well, folks, you've survived another hour in Lawyers Who Needs Them. Perfectly wasting a good hour. But we appreciate it. Please tell your friends about the program. Be kind to your neighbors. Have a great week. And remember, no matter what happens, don't sweat the small stuff.
Remember, folks, it's all small stuff.
That's all, folks.